What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, I want to talk about the public with regard to police. And how I've always said over the years, the police are a reactionary force at best. They don't come until after something has went down. However, people continue to believe, albeit misguided, that the police are their own personal security force. Now, CGA, in a recent live stream, said something in regards to people and the mere threat of calling the cops on you that I have to talk about when I'm done with this article, because it is something that I wholeheartedly agree with. Now, this article was published on the 13th of February. Man accused of stabbing woman over 30 times, beating her with a baseball bat. Gentlemen, this article is short. However, the main question that I have to ask, as rhetorical as it is, what do you think possibly drove this man to such an extreme level of violence? A man is facing charges after he was accused of violently attacking and stabbing a woman. Javon Owensby was arrested and booked into jail on charges of attempted termination, felonious assault, and domestic violation. On February 10th, Dayton officers were called to the 3000 block of West Cornell Ridge Drive on reports of a stabbing. When officers arrived, they found a woman at the front door sitting on the floor of her apartment, bleeding from her neck, according to an affidavit and statement of facts. Officers noted there were blood smears throughout the apartment. To say that this guy did not literally go caveman would be a severe understatement. A man told officers he woke up to his brother, Owensby, beating the woman with a baseball bat. He said he pulled his brother off the woman, took a knife he found on the floor, and put it in the sink. The man's brother allegedly told him, quote unquote, he was going to jail for life before running out the back door. Damn, the brother was like, fuck this shit, I'm out. The woman was taken to Miami Valley Hospital with life-threatening injuries. Medical staff told officers that she had more than 30 stab wounds on her neck, head, back, and defensive wounds on her hands, according to the affidavit. The woman is also said to have a small piece of the knife lodged in her brain. How this woman survived that is a sheer miracle. Owensby turned himself into police on Monday. Owensby and the victim share children and have been living together, according to the affidavit. That, gentleman, is a very key piece of evidence. However, why are they not naming said woman? We all know this is the typical lamestream media play. This guy's a monster. Well, what led up to him becoming the monster? I have to give this a FAFO score of 9. Now, let's circle back to what I previously talked about with CGA in regards to people and the mere threat of calling law enforcement on you. Gentlemen, when someone does that, it does not matter who they are, family members included. Cut that person out of your life. Why? Because that person literally threatened to use the police as damn near an execution squad, especially if you are a man of color. Now, I'm not going to play the race line on this. Why? Because there have been white men who people have called the police against them, and they got taken out. So, however, when it comes to men of color, there's always that heightened response, especially when it comes to black men. I have to call a spade a spade. Yes, when the police are called, especially against black men, there's always a heightened tension. Remember, barbecue Karen. Remember how Karens love to call the police, especially on black men. Oh, black guys are doing this. And they make sure to say that the man is black. Now, like I said, anyone in your personal life who would threaten to call the police on you, especially if they're not getting their way, yeah, end said relationship. End it. Girlfriend, oh, I'll call the police. End it. Your own wife, you know she has the gun of the state at her disposal at any time. However, if she voices the threat of using the police against you, you need to end that relationship. Fellas, you gotta start cutting people out of your life, especially ones that would literally threaten to put your life in danger. Now remember, there have been people who've called the police to do quote unquote welfare checks on people who might have been, you know, mentally ill. What happened? The mentally ill person ends up terminated by the cops. And the family is like, oh my God, I didn't want you to do that. I just want you to check up on them. So no. Nope, nope, nope. Remember, gentlemen, we live in a gynocentric society. So, of course, women have zero problems threatening to use said police force to keep you in line. However, gentlemen, what more can be said? Anytime anyone fixes their mouth to say, I'll call the police or I'll use the police, at that point, that relationship is officially dead. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think was this man's true motivation for him going absolutely barbarian on this woman? Seriously, stabbed over 30 times and beat with a baseball bat? Yeah, that was an extreme level of violence to what I'm going to guarantee is an extreme bit of information he more than likely found out. It is what it is. And to you women out there who still believe that the police force are your personal bodyguards and that if something pops off, they're going to magically appear to protect you? You better understand this, ladies. You better understand this crystally damn clear. The power, the police power, you think you can call on at any second, that's gone out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to use the Duluth model as a way to summon the police, that's going out right along with it. Because once again, I'm going to reiterate, when you've pushed a man beyond his line, no one's going to be there to get that man off you. It's going to be you, him, and his unrestrained rage. And guess what? Whatever happens, happens. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.